recent years, tourism in Pakistan is rejuvenated and is arguably now more compelling than ever before to foreigners. About 1.75 million tourists visited Pakistan in 2017, up 300% from the previous year, according to the PTDC, Pakistan Tourism and Development Corporation. Compare that to tourism in 2013, which, due to mostly security concerns, was less than a third of that 1.75 million figure. And that's not a small figure. In fact, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, almost 7% of Pakistan's GDP is driven by tourism. And that's about $20 billion. So 7% of the GDP is driven by tourism. And in just a decade, they're projecting that to almost double. Thanks to this peaking interest and rapid growth in tourism, we're now seeing more and more Instagram celebrities and vloggers with content based around Pakistan, both from Pakistanis and non-Pakistanis. And today I talked to one such person, Amber from Karachi. She manages a blog called The Freebird under her pseudonym MBZ. Amber is a travel enthusiast and a food blogger as well. Today we discuss tourism. And you can follow Amber's blog at mbz.com and follow her on Instagram at The Travel Luster. Have you been following this YouTuber named Mark Weens? He's in Pakistan right now.
Yeah, I've heard of him, but he's left already. Yeah, he's left. He's not here anymore. He was here like around 2 weeks back.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He left. Yeah, he's still putting up videos.
Yeah, he's putting up videos because, like, you know, that's what he does. Like, they usually put up videos later. I totally adore his videos because, like, I think the way he has eaten desi food, hum log bhi waise nahi khate khana. I mean, he makes everyone drool. He makes everyone want that food, like pie and nihari and stuff. And the way he shoots that stuff, it's like, it's brilliant.
He has a very charismatic personality, right? He makes it look good.
He is. His expressions, I mean, from nowhere, even though agar hum log khaye na with that dripping nihari on our fingers, we might feel disgusted. Yeah. But like when he eats it, it looks good. It looks good. It even just, it gives such a nice feel to the whole thing. You're like, wow, you need to have this food right now.
Yeah, I made my mom watch his videos as well on YouTube. And yeah, she's like, main gayi hoon udhar, you know, bhajje ke paaye and stuff. And she loves paaye nihari. And yeah, she's like, my mouth is watering just watching it. I was thinking to myself that this guy, he's only been in Pakistan for 2 weeks and he's already seen more Pakistan than me.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like he's been here for like just what, like less than 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Well, because he had that person with him, this guy from Pakistan Travel Mart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like they have these contacts and everything, so they roam around. And plus, you know, like, and you know what the best part is? He didn't have to stay anywhere. Wherever he went for food, he was served food for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said that the first thing that he loved about Pakistan was the hospitality and the people and the warmth that people showed him.
Right.
They didn't let him pay anywhere.
Yeah. And the guy who was with him, like you said,
Ali.
He arranged for everything, Ali. Yeah, he arranged for everything.
Yeah, he did.
The visas
did.
And all that. That's really good.
He did. Yeah, he's the CEO of Pakistan Travel Mart, basically. That's a travel hub.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expo that happens every year over here in Karachi. And everywhere, I think, I'm not sure if it happens outside Karachi, but it's like an expo that happens where all people related to travel, whether they're agents or customers or sellers or suitcase people, even like people selling stuff related to travel, like even the accessories.
Yeah,
they set up their shops over there. It's like a cool exhibition.
Yeah, I mean, you see about that. There's that other girl, Ava Beck. I think she travels in Pakistan extensively.
Yeah, Ava Zubek, I know.
Ava Zubek.
She's a Polish blogger, and fortunately, we're sort of friends as well.
Really? Yeah, that's nice. I think I saw a photo of hers on your Instagram.
Yeah. We took her out for dinner. Basically, so she wanted to meet a few women travelers over here in Karachi.
That's cool.
And you know what? It's been almost a year since she arrived here in Pakistan. And abhi ho jayega, abhi hua nahi hai. But in April, it's going to be like a year.
Was she planning to stay in Pakistan that long? I don't know her that well in terms of like how she started in Pakistan.
Not really. I don't know, but she has. I mean, she's been to 44 other countries besides Pakistan, I guess. But Pakistan, he is the only country where she stayed for like the longest period of time. Hamare, I think jitna yahan aane se pehle tak wo popularity on social media ki nahi thi as compared, you know, jo ab hai. So, well, she's working on different projects. And plus, I think Pakistan needs people like her because we need to give out the good message. Because, you know, when a Gora says something, ठीक है, कि पाकिस्तान इज सेफ एंड यू कैन विजिट हियर एंड दिस एंड दैट एंड ये वो, सो द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड इज गोइंग टू बिलीव देम. ठीक है, हम कितना भी बोलते रह जाए ना, इट्स प्रॉब्ली नॉट गोना मेक मच ऑफ अ डिफरेंस. ठीक है, तो क्या कहते हैं, व्हेन अ गोरा सेज दैट, इट ऑटोमेटिकली मेक्स अ ह्यूज इंपैक्ट. सो आई थिंक वी नीड हर सपोर्ट इन दिस रिगार्ड. के और वो लोग इसीलिए है बिकॉज शी वॉन्ट्स टू मेक वीडियो, शी वॉन्ट्स टू गिव आउट द पॉजिटिव मैसेज.
Right.
क्या हो रहा है, क्या नहीं हो रहा है, that's why she's still working with different brands and doing different travel projects.
When Mark Wiens came and he's putting up those videos, it makes me really happy actually. I'm like, yeah, this is great. He has a huge following, so
yeah, I know.
His opinion
really
matters.
He has a very big following. I'm 30 years old and I started traveling about 10 years ago, but that was not a travel name that you're going as a traveler. It was more like a touristy travel. So there's a difference between being a tourist and being a traveler. Well, I don't really consider myself that experienced as of now, but now I have to see a lot of things, I believe. Okay? I mean, I went to UAE, I went to Dubai. But I mean, a few months, maybe. I don't know why I chose Dubai to be my first destination, but I think it was such a close to my parents are like, easy to talk, okay, you can go and you can come back easily, it's like not too far. But after that, I think it just started off. And but it was a different kind of travel. And then I did my first mountain travel, like proper mountain travel in 2015 in Pakistan. At that time, I was actually planning to go to Turkey, but Turkey didn't work out, and somehow this mountain plan just happened. And I was like, "Oh, kaun jaye Pakistan ke pahad?" But this used to be my attitude, like, you know, kaun jaye. Us par Naran Gargan was a very big thing. Like going to Naran and Babu Sir Top and
right.
Khunjara Pass and Hunza was a very new thing at that time. It's up to bahut zyada common ho gaya ki like every person is going to Hunza and Khunjara Pass.
Yeah.
But back in 2015, ye nayi cheez thi. Going to Khunjara Pass was not a very common practice. So, maine kaha chalo dekhte hain, let's give Pakistan a chance. Matlab, this was the attitude at that time. Aur bas phir wahan se started off our journey the next day to Naran and all the way up till Babu Sir Top, which is like the highest spot in Naran. It's the highest pass over there. Uske baad phir downwards from Shilas to Gilgit and all these places. And
yeah, it's interesting you mentioned in 2015, right? Mujhe yaad hai kuch saal pehle, and I believe it was right in the middle of 2015 when I think it was Brandon from Humans of New York. He went to Pakistan as well. He did a long, extensive set of.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and he went to the Hunza Valley. And me being like an ignorant Pakistani living abroad, you know, I grew up in the US. I didn't know much about the Hunza Valley or northern Pakistan. So I found it extremely beautiful. And that was my first impression.
It is very beautiful. It's like you've come to a different part of the world completely. Like Pakistan ka hissa lagta hi nahi hai wo bilkul. One, for the fact that people are very different, they have very different features, number one.
Right.
Two, it's super clean. It's not soft, and the people are like, yeah, like there's absolutely no rubbish over there. Because it's a closed-knit community that lives over there. You have the Ismailis living over there in Hunza. So it's a closed-knit community, and they have set rules. You know, there's 100% literacy in Hunza.
So, pause. I actually fact-checked Amber here. And she's right. I was able to find in several articles, particularly one by Dawn News, that mentioned the literacy rate for the Hunza region is around 90%. That's far higher than the national average literacy rate of 56%.
Yeah, I mean, every person goes to school, every person can speak English. They have like apne unke set community unke rules hain. Wahan pe koi chori chakari nahi hoti. There's absolute zero crime rate.
Really?
If you forget your money, no matter what big bundle you have, they're going to get it back to you.
So it's a very pure part of Pakistan, huh?
Yeah. And from there onwards, like, our trip went up to Khunjara Pass, and we also went to the Fairy Meadows. We went to the Nanga Parbat Base Camp. It was beautiful. And looking at Nanga Parbat right in front of you is something that I cannot describe in words until you really go there and see for it yourself. You'll have to go and see for yourself. It's gigantic, okay? It's amazing. Just Google the killer mountain on Nanga Parbat and pictures don't do justice at all.
What would you recommend for people who are not, I guess, from Pakistan or they haven't been in Pakistan for a while? What's the best way to get up there? Is there a specific tour group?
If you you don't have like friends and connections here in Pakistan, then the best way to go is with a tour. I have a friend who actually flew in from Saudi Arabia just to visit Kashmir. Okay, so he booked a tour with a local company, and then he went up to Kashmir. Aur kab har saal aane ka dil chahta hai. But if you have like friends over here, can take you around. Bahut zaruri hai. Number one, ke liye bahut mushkil hai kabhi kabhi for people who are living in Karachi and the south. Unke ko to mushkil ho jata hai to take friends and travelers up north kabhi kabhi, because the cost just increases like bahut zyada. Theek hai na? But ye kya koi karna koi kar sakta hai to bilkul kare, why not? I mean, if somebody has their own transportation, if someone can actually sponsor your travel in some way, then agar aapke paas Islamabad mein koi jaanne wala hai, Islamabad is the central hub jahan se sare raste nikalte hain to all the northern areas.
Right.
So, isliye agar koi Islamabad mein aapke friends wagaira hain, some relatives, connections, friends, whatever, even like social media friends, you can always ask them and let them know that you're coming and you need some help. So, kis tarah kar sakte hain?
Yeah.
You know, either with your friends or you can have a local group.
Yeah. A lot of people listening in, and me, I guess a lot of us are just outside of Pakistan, but we still have a Pakistani background. But we have a huge interest to come back. Like in my case, especially, for example, I don't have much family there or dost wagera, you know, bus internet, but yeah, not many in person. So it's important for us to just kind of know what to do as soon as we land at the airport.
हाँ अगर आपकी जो लोकल कम्युनिटी है वट एवर योर सोशल मीडिया ग्रुप इज इफ इट्स अ स्ट्रॉन्ग वन देन जस्ट सिंपली क्या कहते हैं आस्क देम टू यू नो सी यू एट द एयरपोर्ट दे विल जस्ट टेक यू टू द प्लेस वेयर यू विल बी स्टेइंग एंड मोस्ट लाइकली अगर आपके दोस्त हैं तो दे विल डेफिनेटली नॉट लेट यू स्टे एनीवेयर एल्स बट देयर होम
राइट
आपको अपने घर में ही ठहराएंगे मोस्ट लाइकली लेकिन अगर आपके पास कोई भी नहीं लाइक एब्सोल्युटली कोई नहीं है एंड यू जस्ट कमिंग ऑन योर ओन तो जस्ट रीच get a cab and get to Bain Islamabad, which is F7, F11, these kind of places. You'll find multiple guest houses over there. Check in and crash.
Okay. What about Hunza Valley? When you went up there, where did you stay?
We stayed at the Hilltop Hotel. Wahan pe bahut sare hotels hain. Gilgit Sarina, Hunza Sarina bhi hai. Pata nahi bahut bahut se hain. Jaise Bianchi, Hunza Inn hai. There are lots of hotels. Unki matlab price range bilkul sahi hai. It can be between 1200 to 8000. Like Sarina being the most expensive would be 8000 to 9000, I believe. Ye rough estimates hain is saal ke shuru ke, I think ab badh gaye hain, I'm not sure. We just need to see ki garam pani aata ho because it gets really cold at night. That's all you need to know. Yeah. Depends what kind of a traveler you are. If you're just like a budget traveler, to jo bilkul backpacking style mein karta hai. And agar aapke paas bhi maine kaha na, if you have like, even if you don't have pehle se friends over here, even if you make friends while being here on the road, wo dekhte na ki lone traveler hai aur bahar se aaya hua hai. So they actually help you out more.
Right.
They will want you to stay with them locally in their houses, and they will never charge you a single penny for that. So wo bhi ek apna alag experience hai, because ek abhi recently Alex hai, Lost His Purpose wali. Lost His Purpose is her account on Instagram, and Alex, I don't know her full name. So
okay.
Alex was also here recently, and she's been here thrice already. Theek hai, wo har dafa aati hai, bahut dafa aati hai. And she's gone to like different places, and wo locally hi rehti hai sabke saath.
Okay.
She travels locally, like usko locals wahan ke bike pe bitha ke pura ghuma rahe hote hain, you know, around the valley.
Really?
Things like these.
Where is she
from?
Yeah.
She's from US.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. And she travels locally, too.
Yeah. She looks like a local too. She wears salwar kameez and chappal, and she merges really well with the crowd. Really well.
Nice. Acha.
Yeah.
Have you been to Skardu?
Yes, I've been to Skardu. On a work mission, actually. So main bahut zyada scenic nahi dekh sakti thi, lekin maine jo dekha tha, I also put up a vlog about it on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, and I think that's what I saw. That's why I'm asking, because Skardu is on my list.
You did? Acha.
Yeah, Skardu is on my list. I noticed, first of all, I really like the mountainous regions.
It is. It's very serene.
Yeah, and there's a really nice hotel, like the Shangri-La Resort up there. That seemed really nice.
Shangri-La, yeah, that's like a different place. Wo ek alag hai, wo hai to Skardu, of course. Lekin matlab wo main Skardu city mein nahi hai. Shangri-La lakes ke paas there's a Shangri-La hotel. Wo basically wahan bahut pehle jab ek plane crash hua tha, to the fuselage jo reh gaya tha wahan pe, uske andar kisi ne hotel bana diya.
Oh, right. Then the plane is still there, right?
Yeah. The part of the pain is still there. The fissure is still there.
Oh, wow.
Or usme, usme this person, I don't know the owner's name, I can't recall it, but he built a hotel inside it. And then there were hotels banate gaye, you know, those Shangri-La, Chinese-style huts around the lake. It's right. Called the Upper Kachura and the Lower Kachura Lake. Beautiful. Beautiful lakes they are.
I think Skardu is a big settlement for mountain climbers, like professional mountain climbers.
Yes, they have to go through Skardu, but it's not that close, by the way. I mean, it's still quite a few distance. It is obviously one of the gateways. It's a gateway to 8,000 peaks, basically. But like, so it's kind of beautiful. Actually, one more thing: the feasible part about going to Skardu for people is that jo logon ko masla hota hai trekking se ya jo kehte hain jahan tak gaadi na ja sake, you know. But Skardu is that one spot ki jahan tak motorable vehicles jaate hain. End tak ja sakti hain. For example, till Deosai, till Deosai, which is like the second highest plateau in the world, wahan tak you have like vehicles can go till there.
So Skardu, up to Skardu, they can go.
Yes.
Okay, but not beyond.
But Islamabad to Skardu ka jo rasta bahut kharab hai waise to. It's about like 20 to 22 ghante ka rasta. It's about like 20-22 hours.
Right.
But it's like a pretty messy road. So if you want to avoid that, you have another option that you can also go by a flight.
Yeah, and the flight probably seems more, safer, because I've seen some of those roads and they're pretty crazy.
It's safer, yes, but then again, you know, some people are also scared of flying that high over Skardu Mountain. So I'm not sure whichever, like, but whatever suits your adventure style.
Right.
But roads ka apna maza hai, because you can make stops in the middle and you can look at different spots.
Right.
I think if you really want to explore a place fully, you need to go by road. So road se behtar koi tarika nahi hota to fully absorb the beauty of a certain place.
Good point. Yeah.
Jaga jaga rukte hain, jaga jaga aap chai peete hain, aap dhabon pe rukte hain, you eat food, you get the flavor, how change and evolve as you go along, you know, the way. So wo sab cheeze agar aapko waqai mein karni, as a true traveler, you would not take a flight. You always take, you always go by a road.
Yeah, that's fair.
Chahe kitni buri kyun na ho. But yeah, if someone wants to save time and they want to be there jaldi se and they're scared of road trips, then they can just simply go and take a 1-hour flight from Islamabad.
Right. So, Amber, you said that, you just briefly mentioned that you went to Skardu for work. What do you do for work?
Well, basically, I'm a PR consultant. I do social media influence marketing for brands and agencies. So besides that, I also do content writing. So blogging is a part of that. I'm a blogger. I blog about food and travel. So on the social media side, I'm an influencer. I don't know. Main to ek cheez se bilkul fix nahi ho sakti na. I need to have like multiple things going on around me. So that's why freelance was the best thing. I left my corporate job back in 2015. And that was actually when uske foreign baadi, I took that mountain trip, the Pakistan tour that I did. Well, my job was in foreign country. And since then, I never went back to my to working again.
No, that's great. If you can make it, that's a dream for a lot of people.
It's tough, but then, you know, when was achieving your dreams ever easy anyway? So I think it's fine.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I guess it's better for people, especially people who have a plan versus people who just quit out of frustration and, you know.
Well, honestly, I didn't really have a plan at that time.
Really? Yeah.
It just evolved. I just knew that kuch bhi ho jayega. I knew what I could bank on. But I knew that on the side, I was already working as a content writer anyway. So you need to have something sure on the side in order for you to go completely freelance.
Yeah. Well, at least you had something in mind.
Yeah, people ask me, can we go freelance too? I'm like, no, it just depends. What are your responsibilities in real life? Only then you can actually go freelance, otherwise not.
I would say in freelance, I guess, if you've done already a few projects and you can see yourself making more money full time, if you had like that time taken away from your 9-to-5, 9-to-6, then that would make sense.
Yeah.
The other problem in the US, at least, is you don't get much time off. You don't get much vacation time to really go out and have much time to kind of explore the world outside of just family time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really keep you tied to your job. Like, it's part of the system. You only get about 10-15 days.
I see this culture rising a lot these days, like especially in the West, people are becoming digital nomads now. A lot of people are quitting their jobs and they are turning into digital nomads. Like, you know, even if they're with tech industry or whatever industry that they belong to, they work freelance, most of them, right?
Yeah, it's a rising trend. You're absolutely right. Okay, so digital nomads. I thought I'd take a minute to define what that is. You can find an article on digital nomads on Wikipedia. But simply put, digital nomads earn their income via some business or job on the internet, which allows them to live wherever they want or move around to whichever destination they like, particularly in a nomadic lifestyle, so move around multiple times a year possibly. That allows them to work and travel at the same time. And the implications around this digital nomad lifestyle, it's romanticized, it's indicating financial independence, corporate independence, not worrying about large bills, which are part of a traditional lifestyle, like loans or mortgages, and things like that.
I didn't even know what a digital nomad was until a few years ago, because I did some research on this.
Yeah.
Well, the pictures they show is like, you got your laptop, you're working at the beach, and you know, you're delivering projects, and you go for a swim.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's ideal, I believe.
Yeah, that's a romantic view of it. Obviously, it's not that fun, I'm sure, but...
I know. It's been 3 years now since I quit the job, and it's so difficult for me to even think to go back to that routine. Like,
right.
Even if I do get offered a really good pay scale sometimes for a new job or something, I think twice, in fact, more than twice, the jumping job, because the whole idea of leaving behind your freedom and, again, being answerable to someone just gives me the jitters. I'm like, no, I just can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Is there anything that you would say was different for you versus if you were just a man traveling across Pakistan? Was it a difficult experience? Was it easier in some aspects?
Well, yes, it did sort of make a difference at some places, in a good or bad way, both. Sometimes we had to reject a few destinations only because we knew that it was just two girls traveling, you know, to some location, and that place might not be that safe at night. Say, for example, we were looking to travel to Tanzania or some other African countries as well. But we had to put it off the list because it's not usually that safe at night. So
really?
That thing, or saath mein ek aur thing usme add karti hai na, the risk factor sometimes is the brown skin, you know. I don't know, that's just my perception, that I feel when they see that you're a brown skinned person, they know that you're from the east, you're from like Asia, somewhere. So what's the risk factor is that it bada jata hai, as compared to someone who's a white skin person. That's so racist of me to say that, honestly. But when a gora is traveling somewhere, na, uske piche na koi na koi uski security hoti hai thodi si, theek hai. I feel like if you have a stronger passport, theek hai, to wo pata hota hai ki iske sath mess nahi karna hai. You know, you don't really mess with that specific tourist, maybe sometimes because you know that they have a strong connection back to their country or something like that. ये थोड़ा सा मसला हमें आता है कि हमें when they see our passport or like a brown skin person, कहेंगे यार छोड़ो, they're from Asia anyway, so इनका कुछ ना तो पूछेगा भी नहीं, कुछ हो गया तो ठीक है. So क्या कहते हैं, तो इसी ये वाले ख्याल जो है जब हमें आता है, so we sort of do put some destinations off the list sometimes. This and sometimes we अच्छा बाहर हमें, क्योंकि हम जहाँ भी गए हैं अभी तक, हालांकि मलेशिया इज वेरी मतलब उसमें बहुत से लोग रहते हैं, बहुत से लोग तो पाकिस्तानी रहते हैं, बहुत एजेंट वहाँ पे रहते हैं, लेकिन द डेस्टिनेशन दैट वी चोज टू विजिट इन मलेशिया वर द काइंड जहाँ पे लिटरली देयर वाज एब्सोल्युटली नो देसी पर्सन एट ऑल, वहाँ पे सिर्फ बोला जाता है, ठीक है. सो वी चोज लाइक दमन निगारा, विच इज लाइक इट्स अ 10 मिलियन ईयर ओल्ड फॉरेस्ट. It's a 10 million year old rainforest. वहाँ कोई देखी नहीं था. It was just the goras traveling over there,
really?
The adventure seekers were over there. कोई नहीं था. सिर्फ हम लोग थे, तो कोई देखी लगे थे. They were like pretty odd to see us. They were like very very shocked कि ये कहाँ से, ये कौन है. They were like super curious to see हमारा passport क्या है. And they were literally peeking over our shoulders to see कि हमारा passport क्या है. हम उसको कभी निकालते थे कहीं देने के लिए. And once this happened, this couple standing behind us, they were so curious to know, okay, उसके देख रहे थे कि किसका पासपोर्ट है. मैंने said Pakistan, so he started saying that to his wife or someone. So he was super curious to know कि हम लोग कहाँ से आए हैं. मतलब most of them think that we're Indians, लेकिन because उनको अभी तक लगता ही नहीं पता कि Pakistanis can also travel.
Right.
उनको अभी तक ये वाला misconception है कि वो पाकिस्तान से भी लोग आते हैं, you know, travel करने, और इस तरह के होते हैं, like women traveling alone. This concept is like very new to them.
Right, but I'm a little confused. Ke Malaysia mein ye kaise ho sakta hai? Like, which part of Malaysia was this again?
Because like I said, na, ki Malaysia mein jahan hum log ja rahe the na, wo jagah aisi thi. We went to Reprehension Island.
Oh.
Again, no desi found over there.
Wow.
Theek hai.
Achha.
No desi at all. Except there was this one guy who was making pizzas, jo ki India ka tha.
Achha,
achha. Wo bhi sirf bechara pizzas bana raha tha, wo tha India ka. Uske alawa aur koi wahan pe desi nahi tha. Desi by desi I mean like, you know, Pakistani, Indian or any other, like, Afghanistani or whatever. All Europeans, all Americans, that's it.
Hmm. What about traveling within Pakistan?
Within Pakistan, I think it's due to all that. I think people really help you out a lot. Like,
apne mulk hai, right? You probably get around pretty well.
Yeah. Here, there's no problem. They don't obviously see. Yes, this is because it's common. Ho gaya, na? Like after legends like Zenith Khan, the girl who rode her bike all the way to Khunjrapa, herself, and you know, different, like many other women who've been traveling alone.
That's great.
After these legends, then it's become easier now. Travel karte hain to logon ko itna awkward nahi lagta, lekin ha, it's better to have someone with you, of course. Har jagah I won't say it's feasible to travel alone. Locals bahut aapki help karte hain if they know that you're traveling by yourself and everything, that's fine. But I would still recommend ki koi agar saath ho to bahut acha hai. Aur dusra ye ki aapka route map wagera kisi ko pata hona chahiye, like someone who's close to you. You should be putting up some kind of update or giving updates to your friends and loved ones. So you know what your next spot is and where you are going to leave. I mean, you should leave a trail behind. Local connections, if you are alone, if you are alone on a journey, then definitely. Actually, I think sometimes local skills are more secure in this way rather than foreigners. They're super hospitable. So many people have traveled on their own. मुझे तो लगता है कि पर्सनली अगर मैं खुद से जाऊँ ना तो शायद नजर ज्यादा उठेंगी एज कम्पेयर टू अ फॉरनर ट्रैवलिंग ऑन द स्ट्रीट्स ऑफ पाकिस्तान. हाँ, दे सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक उनको से ज्यादा हैरत होती है इस बात के ऊपर कि ओ सो लोकल गर्ल ट्रैवलिंग अलोन. ठीक है, लाइक फॉरनर्स तो आते ही हैं, दे सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक दे ओके विद दैट कि हाँ फॉरनर्स तो चलो आते ही आते हैं.
Right.
And can I guess that local unko lagta hai ki shayad zyada hai ki baat nahi hai. But it's safe. Matlab I if I have to give a percentage to I think 85% is safe. It's safe for anyone to travel in Pakistan. Baki ye ke thoda sa precaution rakhe hamesha se, because koi bhi jagah 100% safe to kabhi bhi nahi.
Ah, wo to koi bhi nahi, right? You got to take some common sense measures.
Yeah, it's not even safe in Turkey. It's not even safe in Malaysia. Like we did encounter a few problems in Malaysia as well, like in main Kuala Lumpur city.
Achha.
So metropolitan cities mein cheeze hoti hain. That's always common. I think it's common all around the world.
It is. Yeah.
Istanbul mein bahut hua, haan, when we went out, to Istanbul mein bhi hua tha. Like you do get followed, you do get sometimes, you know, catcalled and stuff like that. Cheezen ho jati hain. But wo wali baat hai ki you just need to know how to, you know.
Hey, it seems like, yeah, from what you're saying, ke Pakistan se bahar jana, it's tougher being brown, I guess, brown skinned, you mentioned.
That brown skin sort of just pops up.
Yeah.
It pops up. So you get more in the eyes.
Although it's a very strange thing, I think, because you went to Istanbul, you went to Malaysia. These are, I mean, relatively browner places than Western countries.
No, they're not browner. Actually, Turkey people.
Okay, Turkey, chalo, Turkey exception. Turkey coffee.
Turkey people are beautiful.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, no, Turkey exception.
Yeah.
But I was talking like maybe Malaysia,
UAE. Europeans like them.
तो ये थोड़ी
हाँ यू ही मतलब मैं आई थिंक सो फार अगर मैं वैसे देखूँ तो आई थिंक दुबई वाज सेफेस्ट एवर. लेकिन वही वाली बात है कि आप ये नहीं कह सकते कि वहाँ कुछ नहीं होता. लेट नाइट अगर मैं भी अगर रात से 2-3 बजे वहाँ पे शेख जाए पे घूमूंगी अकेले तो ऑब्वियसली आई एम गोइंग टू गेट फॉलोड. तो ये ऐसा नहीं है कि नहीं हो सकता, ये रात में होता है चीजें. बट अगेन इट्स लाइक अ परसेंटेज, इट्स 1 out of 10, मे बी 2 out of 10 प्रोबेबली. ठीक है ना, और बीइंग द टूरिस्ट, क्योंकि लोग पहचान जाते हैं कि आप टूरिस्ट हैं या आप लोकल हैं. तो टूरिस्ट जल्दी पहचाना जाता है एंड दे नीड टू बी लिटिल मोर कॉशियस ऑब्वियसली विद द थिंग्स कि आप टूरिस्ट या तो फिर आप लगे नहीं टूरिस्ट बिकॉज आप नजरों में आते हैं. लेकिन वो आप आते हैं हमेशा से, वो कुछ भी हो जाए वो थोड़ा बहुत आपको कॉशियस होना पड़ता है.
Would you still recommend like solo traveling though, over like if you can travel with friends or a tour group? Those are options as well for people who are concerned about safety. Would you say solo traveling is still more beneficial? Like, uske koi advantages hote hain jo you don't get in a group travel or something?
Advantages are very personal, actually. Personal in a sense, it gives you that sense of achievement. It changes you inside out in the way ke aap jo samajhte hain ki aap kisi ke upar depend kiye bagair nahi kar sakte the, jaate hain. And you are the one who has to take decisions. Like when you're with someone, even if it's just one person with you, the probability of taking the decision is like 50%, right? So you can have the option ki aap kisi poochte hain yes and no mein. Mm-hmm. Over there, it's all you. It's all you. It's all resting upon you to take a decision. So, galti ho gayi hai, rasta bhool gaye hain, paise khatam ho gaye hain, whatever situation has happened with you, anything that you've gotten into, you have to get out of it on your own.
Right.
So that bravery, it makes you brave. It makes you an achiever. It gives you so much confidence. So wo jo cheeze hai na wo sirf sota mein se hi aati hai mostly. Lekin agar aapko safety ka concern hai, and वैसे भी if you think that akele reh ke aap itna maza nahi kar sakte, for example, like some people don't tend to enjoy alone all the time and they need someone to talk to, so you can always take a friend along. That's fine. Matlab lekin ye wo ek mujhe lagta hai ki traveling aap sare ke saath nahi kar sakte. It can't happen with every other person. Even if you're very good friends, like apne locality mein ya apne shehar mein aapke kitne acche dost kyun na ho. But traveling is a very different ballgame. You cannot travel with just anyone. There's a specific mindset that you can travel with. So yeah. Traveling friends are completely different, I believe, and local friends are very different, I believe. Wo ek alag hi, ek alag set hota hai.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you're going to be setting your schedule with this one other person or a few other people, and you might not be able to do everything that you want to do, right? Or eat at wherever you want to eat, and things like that.
That sync is really important. Sync bahut zaruri hai. Aur aksar aap kehte na ke friends, okay, not even friends, but two people who've traveled together will have a much longer lasting bond. I won't just say friendship, whatever that turns out to be, but would have a much longer lasting bond than any other two persons jo kisi saath mein travel nahi kiya hai.
Right.
So traveling aise cheez karti hai
if they can manage to get along, yeah. Sahi baat hai.
Yeah, of course. That's the preset.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Of course, people are more hospitable when they know that you're from the outside, right? Pakistan mein khas toor pe. Pakistan is known for its hospitality, so that's nice.
Mujhe to laga hai ki jab se main is cheez mein ghusi hu, I've seen a lot of people coming in now.
Right.
We se ruk gaye the because 2015 mein hi usse pehle hi wo operation hua tha wahan pe hamare north mein of Afghanistan wagaira mein jab puri safai hui thi Taliban ki basically. So the operation that happened, so army ne jo kiya tha usse pehle hi unhone उन एरियाज को सिक्योर किया था. So that's why all of us had gone all the way to Punjab. उसको तब बिल्कुल क्लियर हो चुका था. तब से हालात बेहतर होना शुरू हो गए थे. And since then, I think I've seen a horde of foreigners coming in. Ava हो गई, Alex हो गई. There's another German traveler and he's a writer as well. Paulo,
right.
Michael Paulo. He's been here to. He's also written a book. ठीक है. Then Abhi, there was this other dude, I completely forgot it. I think it's Camilo D'Souza. I'm not sure if it's Camilo D'Souza or just Camilo. Mm-hmm. But he's from Brazil. Okay. One of my very good friends who's also a tour operator here, he's a local from Shimshad. He's also a mountaineer. His wife is a French. Wo aur unke friends bahar se bahut dafa aate hain to, you know, go to K2 base camp or even to summit mountains sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
बहुत लोग आते रहे. तो मुझे लगता है कि रिसेंट ईयर्स में ज्यादा लोग आने लग गए हैं नोइंग के पाकिस्तान आल्सो वाज वन ऑफ दी वाज ऑन द टॉप एक्चुअली ऑफ द लिस्ट ऑफ मोस्ट एडवेंचरस कंट्रीज. बैकपैकर सोसाइटी एक है. या इट वाज एक्चुअली मेंशन एट द टॉप. या इट वाज ऑन नंबर वन पोजीशन.
Yeah, the last person I spoke to, Bilal, he would definitely agree with you. He mentioned the same thing. Ke pichle kuch saalon mein bahut improvement hui hai in terms of, you know, incoming tourists.
Haan, bahut improvement hui hai.
Yeah.
बस लेकिन अभी भी हमें ना बहुत कुछ काम करना बाकी है. हम इस तरह से सस्टेन नहीं कर सकते जो अभी हमारे हालात हैं इस तरह के. हम कुछ कर नहीं रहे हैं टू मेक इट बेटर. एक्चुअली वी नॉट अभी इट्स एडवेंचरस स्पॉट यस. सो थ्रिल सीकर्स माउंटेन क्लाइंबर्स वुड लव टू कम हियर. आई एग्री बट वी आल्सो नीड टू केटर टू दोस पीपल जो कि सिर्फ लेजर के लिए आना चाहते हैं.
ऑर्डिनरी ट्रैवलर्स.
लेजर हम कहाँ हम इतना लेजर ऑफर नहीं करते हैं. वी ऑफर मोर एडवेंचर. वेल दैट कुड बी आवर नीश. नॉट सेइंग कि वो नहीं हो सकता. लेकिन हो सकता है कि our prime offering could be, you know, adventure. ठीक है. लेकिन साथ साथ ही we also need to cater leisure as well. तो leisure के थ्रू से हमें ज्यादा काम करना पड़ेगा. एंड स्पेशली एक और चीज है जो कि हमारे यहाँ बहुत जरूरी है लोगों को बताना कि environmental travel करना भी बहुत जरूरी है साथ साथ. क्योंकि जिस तरह से ट्रैवल बढ़ता जा रहा है इवन लोकली हमारे लोग कितना ज्यादा ट्रैवल करना शुरू हो गए हैं. वो थोड़ा सा मतलब है कि इट्स गेटिंग टू क्राउडेड नाउ. लाइक द प्लेसेस दैट वर नेवर विजिटेड और वर वेरी rarely visited pehle, they are now being often visited by local tourists as well. Aur wo uski wajah se wahan pe pollution, crowdedness thodi badhti hai. So we need to have more options for hotels, more options for accommodation and, you know, leisure activities as well. And obviously keeping the concept in mind ki bhi saaf sutra bhi rakhna hai aur kachra nahi karna hai ja ke kahin pe bhi. That along with the rise in tourism, saath saath ye sab cheezon ki bhi rise hona bahut zaruri hai. Sustain karna hai basically hame isko. Badh to raha hai, achhi baat hai, but we also have to sustain it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it died ho jayega jaldi.
Amber, last question I have for you is, again, thinking of from an outsider's perspective, let's say koi Pakistani nahi hai, koi gair Pakistani, koi gora, they want to come into Pakistan, you know, what's a good starting point?
Again, it depends what the person is looking for. So if they're like adventure seekers and they want to visit the mountains and actually go into the mountains and climb and do some trekking and stuff, if they're only interested in that, then they should definitely land on in Islamabad.
Mm-hmm.
Agar, kyunki Islamabad se aage jana is easier. It's like you can just simply, you know, take buses. Local buses bhi jati hain all the way up to Skardu. Devu buses chalti hain to Gilgit, Hunza, many of the places. Skyways hai, special movers hai. They go to different places. Like Naran tak bhi hai. Aur phir uske baad jahan tak stop ho jaye, wahan ke baad you can take a local van or a cab or something. Yeah, agar aapko koi aksar aisa hota hai ki agar locals ko pata ho ki aap travel kar rahe hain, to they'll just give you a ride and they won't charge anything.
It's so nice.
So aisa bhi hota hai. You can also pre-book jeep theke pehle se and then go up to the, you know, jo remote areas hain wahan tak aap jeep se bhi ja sakte hain. Fir uske baad trekking jahan se hai wahan se aap trek kare. Lekin agar aapne, if you want to explore the city life and you want to enjoy the culture, the food and the everyday life of this country, so I think south bilkul dekhen because hum bahut zyada north karte hain to kabhi south gets neglected
right
sometimes. So definitely visit Karachi despite the fact ki yahan pe kuch scenic nahi hai, lekin yahan pe if someone is really into photography and culture photography and like lifestyle photography, unke liye it's a heaven. It's heaven. Karachi is heaven for such people who are looking for street photography, lifestyle photography. Kyun yahan pe aapko, you'll find history here as old as the British era. Theek hai,
right.
We have sadar ki jagahein, we have colonial buildings and purane Empress Market and spice bazaars and people and chaos and beautiful chaos. Like, so at one place you have, it's a total contrast. It's a contrast between poverty and richness. Theek hai, ek taraf matlab ek buddy, you have a BMW running on the road and then ek taraf ek thele wala khada hua hai, theek hai? So things like these. It's a mix. It's a big metropolitan city. So I think definitely within Karachi, it should be on the list.
Okay,
and of course for the food. Because it's a metropolitan city, so yahan pe sare culture ka fusion hai.
It's probably the most diverse city we have, right?
Exactly. If Punjab has like Punjab specific things to show and KPK has KPK specific things to show, Karachi has everything to show.
In one
because
package.
Karachi mein sab kisam ke log rehte hain. Yeah, so it's a mini country in its own self. If for jaise Karachi aana is very important, then if somebody is looking for like a less noisy and a more peaceful sort of a stay, then Lahore is definitely, you should visit Lahore too. But uske saath saath mujhe nahi pata ki NOCs ka koi jagah pe masla aata hai, like in Multan has to be on the list as well, because if someone wants to visit the shrine, so Multan visit karein, Bahawalpur jayein, look at the palaces over there. Interior Sindh mein jaake, the desert area, Thirparkar, Nagar Parkar. It's a happy jagahein. Definitely explore these kind of places.
Mm-hmm. But once they enter Pakistan, they can pretty much do all the travel by bus or car, right? Once they, matlab, ek aur jahaz ki zarurat nahi hai.
You can. Yeah, of course. Devu ki buses chalti hain. So Devu buses, they run all across Pakistan. Matlab, Sindh se lekar north tak. Har jagah se Devu chalti hai. So you can always have a complete tour. We still need to work on our logistics, on our transportation. When it comes to providing leisure to the foreigner or to the tourist, whoever it is, we need to still work on that department. Bahut zyada. Humne bas bana, hame kudrat ne cheeze de di hain, humne usko rakh ke chhod diya hai ki acha theek hai, chahiye, thank you. And we're not really working on it. Lekin uske baad agar hame mila hai kuch, Virasat mein, so we need to work on it as well. Basically sustain it.
Yeah, and there's probably no better time than now to work on it. Because now we're seeing that people are coming from outside. Right, so much interest in Pakistan. We should capitalize on it.
People are coming, absolutely. But one thing is, which I do agree, that people who come back, they actually come for this law. I'll tell you, when I was in Turkey, I went to their countryside and it did not appeal me much. Even though it was like Caucasus mountain range and ye and wo, vagera, vagera. But it didn't have that strong of an appeal the way Pakistan ke pahar have. Okay. Because I think itni zyada developed cheezein thi, proper roads, so much civilization. I was like, no man, this is not at all appealing. Countryside should look like a countryside. If we go, you can feel that rawness. Okay? It's like funny for the restroom, so you have to go and fetch the water from the river. Okay? Aapko bucket khud bhar ke leke aani. So that adventure, that sense, that feeling, actually that's what settles you with the rush.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks for making time.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Yep. You too.